Greetings and felicitations, Russ. Okay. We understand you have a few questions for us.
One or two, yeah.
Okay.
Well, dealing with marks first.
Okay, please proceed.
Okay. This first question is in the gray area, would he break the same as a normal space?
No. Procedure is slightly different. The way that you approach it is when you travel at the speed of thought, you travel in the same mode, as it were, in your astral form with your arms outreached in front of you. But instead of increasing the energy flow, you project or fire an energy source off in front of you. You then detonate it, which gives a wave. At the same time, you start to break in the normal mode. And hopefully, if your calculations are correct, the breaking and the impact of the detonated energy source will hit at the desired point where you wish to break through into normal space. If you travel at the speed of thought and you break in the normal mode, you will overshoot your target by a considerable amount as the breaking process is much longer due to the speed. Even with hard breaking, you would still overshoot your target.
Okay, so we're like in my far side, I'm just sending a beam out to my destination. He's actually sending the beam out and having it explode in front of him.
Yes, this is what should be done to break when you're traveling in the gray area.
I got ways to go break that. I'll be happy to hear this. Okay, the next question is, at the speed of thought, is it harmful to get to glow white hot at the edges?
No, it's not.
Is there a better way to work out the time to the target in the gray area, i.e. 315-067?
There is a formula to use, but the mathematical computations are extremely difficult. If you're using the mathematical computations, then you have to do it before you depart. You cannot do it whilst you're en route. The way to counter this, not to use it, is when you're traveling to a known target or known destination, numbers mentioned, for example, you would do it by trial and error, either overshooting or coming too short until you come up with the correct elapsed time to the arrival at that particular destination.
Okay. It would take quite a bit to try to figure it out before.
Yes. You, however, and the channeler are not ready for the formula to work out the time in such a situation.
Okay. All right. Now, the question, next question is at what point does the speed of light become the speed of thought?
When the edges around your astral body stop glowing white hot or continue glowing white hot, and the rest becomes white hot as well.
Oh. I kind of had the idea that maybe it was I think, therefore I'm there.
Not quite. Over a great distance, that would not work. And a short distance, it does. The way to explain the difference being that a short distance is in your local neighborhood, for example, your home planet.
Right.
And the further you go, the little bit further it is, the little bit longer it takes.
Okay. So you'll know he's reached the speed of thought when the edges start to get
When the whole entire thing goes white, the whole entire aura. And you do not visualize your target anymore. It is a pure mathematical objective.
Does that mean you'd be traveling strictly in the gray area then?
Yes.
Is the energy buildup harmful to him or to anyone else around him?
Not to him personally, but to objects around can be influenced and damaged. Individuals in the same area, depending on their capabilities, can be affected in a lesser or greater extent.
Now, my questions. All right, why did my watch gain 12 minutes this morning?
First of all, you speculate on what you think happened. You have no explanation.
I have none. Twilight sometime. Mm-hmm. I have no clue. It's never happened before. And it didn't seem like I was doing anything last night that would make it do so.
And there are a number of possible factors. The first one being that your battery's running down. Is this possible?
No, because it ran faster. I gained 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. It would have gone slower if that were the case.
That's correct. Another possibility is that you accidentally had an energy buildup that affected your watch, an uncontrolled energy buildup.
Okay, I was trying to farsight, and it's possible that, yeah, I use a loop would affect my watch.
If it was bleeding.
Wow, that can't happen to me.
another theory is that you accidentally made a time transportation, and because you bleed so much energy, that when you returned, it bled over into your chronometer.
That sounds more like it, actually. Okay. I'll study it, though, for future reference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the implosion I used today when I went up there gave me solidity, but it was very brief and only temporary. Mm-hmm. How can I increase the duration of it?
Practice. Getting back to the first point, concerning the possibility of time transportation. what you need to do is to sit down and work out, first of all, if it was a time translocation. Secondly, if this is the case, you need to figure out how you did it so that you can do it again. Experimentation in a safe environment would be appropriate.
I remember last night I set my timer and went off to far side. Started going okay, I was inside the pyramid. And then I fell asleep, woke up, and it had been an hour and 53 minutes passed. Mm-hmm. And that was the point where I think that went into the 12 minute overlap. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out what I did.
It is possible, as we said, that there are variable factors that sort of cause this.
Yeah, this pyramid's pretty weird. Some things
mm-hmm.
could be just got mixed up in there. Okay, so practice on the inclusions.
Correct.
Okay. Now, is the implosions I'm doing helping me to get denser?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the purpose of them.
Now, the problem I'm having is that I haven't connected the two. And so my visualizations, I don't think are right. So I want to figure out how I should change the visualizations to reflect that denser sense I'm trying to get.
You need to make it more rapid and possibly suck in more energy.
Okay.
Or the other possibility, you could slow down the visualization and visualize a bit at a time until you have the whole part. Mm. For example, going foot, visualize pause, 1, 2, 3. Other foot, visualize. Pause, 1, 2, 3. Left leg, visualize. Pause, 1, 2, 3. Right leg, visualize. Pause, 1, 2, 3. And so on. You may find that you need to count to a higher number or a lower number.
Okay. Now, when I do the implosion, what I conceive as an implosion is like a nuclear reaction that doesn't explode.
Correct.
But implodes. But for that, what I visualize is that the molecules don't gain in density, but actually they get less in density. Due to the explosion itself, it demolishes the molecules.
What happens in an implosion is the energy is sucked in. It is a bit like a star going supernova. Before it goes supernova, it sucks in and gets denser and denser. It implodes on itself. When it reaches a critical mass, it then explodes. This is what you're trying to achieve.
Is there a time lag between the point where it implodes and explodes?
Just a little. But
well,
it is
in space, a little could be a million years.
True. But we are talking in terms of microseconds and nanoseconds.
Oh. So you wouldn't even notice the difference.
No.
Change.
So, it is possible that you need to suck in more energy, okay. more matter to get more dense.
So when a star goes supernova mm-hmm. and it sucks in, does that mean it like disappears for a nanosecond?
Yes.
Where you can't see it anymore?
You can see it, but it loses color before it explodes.
How dense is that area where it loses color?
You want it in your standard measurement?
Right.
If we were to put it down into numbers, we would be here for a considerable length of time.
How, let's see how many planet, Earth-sized planets.
Again, you would have the same problem.
A lot.
A lot.
Okay. That's maybe one or two. Quite a few. All right.
Well, so, it shrinks, a star will shrink to about the size of your planet before it explodes when it goes supernova.
Okay. So therefore, what I'm doing is seeing the molecules get compressed.
Correct.
So in other words, when I'm sitting there bleeding like heck, and I go ahead and do the implosion, it's basically I reach out and suck in all that energy I'm bleeding out.
Correct.
And suck it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my problem is I'm sucking it back into a central point.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying it'd be better to suck it into different points.
No, I'm not saying that it would be better to suck it into different points. I am saying suck it in as you have been doing into a central point, because that is necessary way to do it.
Okay.
But you need to suck in more energy.
Oh, even more.
Yes.
And then spread it out.
No. Don't spread it out yet. Detonate it.
Right.
And then it will spread out naturally by itself to the desired effect.
My next question is, should it phase into my chakras and all my body parts like the same way I do in healing, whereby I see the details in each and every part of my body?
Yes, it does. Yes, you should, but it should be extremely rapid. Again, we are talking in microseconds and nanoseconds. But this is not too important to start off with, that it may take more than a few micro or nanoseconds. It may even take a whole second or maybe even two to start off with. But when you get down to the point where it appears to be instantaneous for you, then you have achieved not perfection, but close to it.
So once it all sucks in, it explodes slightly. And it spreads out. Not really an explosion per se, but just more of a bleeding into the rest of my body.
Yes. This is because, as we discussed in the past, the type of shielding that you use briefly for that purpose being like a suit of armor, but with the mirror surfaces on the inside. You can do this by visualizing until you get it down. And then when you have it perfected, you do not need that type of shielding. The shielding is to protect not you, but those around you. A big step forward that you are finally starting to comprehend the explanations of the past.
Yeah, for some reason I've never heard the suit of armor with the mirrored surface. I know we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've probably got notes on it and tape on it. I haven't transcribed it or remembered it. I haven't been using it.
Okay.
It's good to go back on some of this stuff sometimes.
Yes, it is.
With mirrors inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, my next question is there's a girl that we had here a week ago, so who I'm going to be hopefully guiding into doing Farsight. She needs a guide. Now, Mark guided me, but I haven't guided anybody else really, per se. How would I guide her?
sit down and talk with the channeler.
Okay. And where would I take her?
Not here yet.
Okay.
As you do not have the energy level to spare, as it were.
Right.
It would be like the blind leading the blind.
Okay. I barely have enough energy to get there myself.
You take her locally. You take her to start off with a short distance. For example, from your place of abode to your place of work.
Okay.
And then, having taken her there a few times so that she has built up her stamina, you then take her from your abode to her abode a few times. And then you start traveling to destinations of her or your choice. Again, extending the distance, increasing her stamina until she reaches the desired point where she is bored with traveling locally and wishes to go further afield. Then you get back to us and consult with us, and we will decide on what to do for the next step. Okay.
That concludes our questions.
Okay. We have plenty to dwell on. Matters that we will elaborate on at a later date when you reach the necessary points. As always, it is a pleasure to take time off to sit down and discuss matters. Wednesday night, if I am available, we will discuss your upcoming trip to Alpha Centauri.
Okay, great. Good.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Greetings, Russ.
Greetings, Omar. How's it going?
Functioning within specified parameters.
Excellent.
And how is it functioning with you?
Excellent. Excellent. Definitely within specified parameters.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to get more specific.
Mm-hmm. We are accessing files of memory recently. What is a Vulcan?
A Vulcan would be an alien who played a science officer on one of our entertainment
series. Yes, I believe we have discussed this before in the past.
Mr. Spock, right.
Yes, that springs to mind that we have access here. Was there a movie, The Voyage Home?
Yes, that's right. Star Trek, that's right, 4.
Mm-hmm. Recent memory.
Oh, you just watched that?
Yes.
Oh, bummer, I missed it.
Mm-hmm. It is a very illogical entertainment.
Yeah, he'll like that one.
Is that a human emotion?
And that was a humorous emotion.
Ah.
Yeah, we've been in deep thought lately.
Mm-hmm.
Going into questions and studies that aren't normally dwelt upon.
Such as?
Well, for example, if you remember in the entertainment section, since we're dwelling in that, book that Mark's been reading concerning the lizard rig,
mm-hmm.
The book that it came from called The Many-Colored Land, we were noticing the correlations between us and you guys and the humans from the 20th century going back to primeval days, to those aliens living back then. And how they had enhanced abilities, mostly using a golden torch, and that the humans came in the 20th century and learned how to use these abilities and enhance their own.
And you're saying that there is a correlation?
Yeah, there is. It's kind of, it was unique when I happened to think about it tonight.
Okay, please elaborate.
Well, how in the book, the humans from the 20th century were helped to achieve these goals by they were given golden or given torques that helped them enhance their mental faculties. Here we're given lessons and training that helps us do the same thing. And that humans in the book were able to finally integrate successfully into the alien culture of the primeval days. And here, we're doing the same as where Miss Mark is, and I'm working on it, integrating into culture on Hades.
I can see where the correlations occur. However, we do not have any artificial stimuli to increase our capability.
But the mind even better.
Oh, correct.
Far more capable of doing that by itself. And then there are a few more correlations, such as the one master farsighter, and everything in the book was named Mark also.
Just minor correlations.
Yeah, minor correlations. So what is the program for this evening?
It is free question time. There's a free time for discussing matters that are irrelevant, idle chit-chat, entertainment purposes, this humorous entertainment.
Good. Is Cara running it?
Yes, she is.
Got a poem for this.
Okay, and I have a question for you.
Fire away.
Okay. It is not so much a question as in... Okay. Hold out your hand and manifest.
A penny?
A penny.
A penny. Okay. I'm going to try something different this time. I'm going to try to bring it down from fit. As we discussed last time. Okay.
Better.
I felt a little help on your side. And yes, it from fifth it is, it feels a little bit easier.
Okay. Sorry, it is my time to have some humor.
No problem, I'm glad you can have some humor once in a while.
To continue, we shall sit around coffee table later on when everybody is gone, caught on to myself and a few others, and we shall enjoy ourselves discussing this incident.
Well, I'm glad I could help. Okay. Now then. Oh, yes. Subject on the Gentlemen of the Blue Persuasion. Do we have a projected schedule for that?
Yes. This next coming channeling session.
On Wednesday.
Correct.
Okay.
Which will take place after the hour of 11 o'clock. Yes. So you must be up here, or the channeler must be up here, by 11 o'clock at the latest. Preferably just before, not sooner, say 5 minutes before at the earliest, but not after the hour of 11.
Okay, perfect. That'll be easy to figure out.
So you have a 5 minute gateway or portal or window or whatever you wish to call it.
Okay, great. Yeah, there'll be quite a few questions on that.
Yes.
Right?
We have everything set up. They are collecting together information. So that night we will get straight down to business. There will be time for a little communication on the humorous side. And we shall proceed with business as planned.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Okay.
Does he have a name?
They haven't decided on who shall do the channeling yet.
Now then, is there a way that I can get in touch with you from down here if I need to?
Yes. Just hail me. Well, actually, silent admiration would do. Just call me. Call my name.
All right. I will drag you through me.
If you need me, then that is important.
Normally, I wouldn't, but just in case.
Okay. You can.
That's about it for all I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Yes. We were handed a report concerning the channeler that he was using coercion yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
Can you explain the events around this, as we were unable to ask the channeler when he departed?
According to his description, his boss was in an altercation with this gentleman, and the two of them were getting into quite heated words. And at one point, it became a physical confrontation, and Mark happened to walk up on it just about that point. And then apparently Mark reached out with his hand onto the gentleman's shoulder and pretty well froze him in his tracks right there. He turned around, and at that point, Mark locked eyes and gave him some heavy-duty aggressive coercion,
mm-hmm.
which pretty well calmed him down, and he was getting escorted off the property.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure. And I was just encouraging him with his cat.
Mm-hmm.
I find it much easier than humans.
They do not have the problems that you concern yourself with humans as a species. They are very focused animals. For example, if a cat wishes to catch a mouse, that is what it focuses on. Which means that it is easier to coerce.
some of the words of the lack of attention span in humans makes it tougher to coerce them. So it, sometimes in coercion, it'd be good to like coerce them to get your attention.
It is more the coercer, not the person being coerced, but the person coercing that needs to practice on the attention span.
Focused.
Exactly. Okay.
Alright. Thank you, Omar.
Right, we will now hand over to the life entertainment section.
Okay. I look forward to next Wednesday. That can be quite interesting.
Yes, it will be. Have a lot of recording material available.
Yeah, I just bought 5 new cassettes. And we'll be set plenty of recording material.
You may need them.
We got them.
Okay. Have an enjoyable evening. And remember, I will be watching you watching me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Greetings, people.
Greetings, Kara. How are you doing in there, though?
Well, if you were to go solid, you'd be out of luck tonight.
Oh.
And for the next week.
Oh. I don't know. It won't stop me from crying.
No. But there are other ways of making you happy.
That's true. You've been fine lately, helping me with my healing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My leg feels much better today.
Okay.
Very much.
You want another demonstration on focusing the healing energies in the hands?
No, I don't think Mark can handle another one of those.
Why not?
Well, his hand was pretty well fried up after that last time.
It was?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, he had bruises and stuff afterwards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I knew you wouldn't. You didn't mean to, but no, I think coming from fifth to third, I think your energy kind of got focused a bit through his crystal and kind of did a physical stuff to his hand.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Well, that's all right. It's not permanent. It's just a couple of days. But
yeah, I'll apologize to him.
Yeah, he was a little worried about it for a second. It's not the major energy that passed through.
Well, I really am sorry.
Oh, I don't. Don't worry. It's fine now.
Oh, good. Good.
I have a poem for you.
Okay.
Okay. To you, actually.
Oh. Called is it love poem?
Sort of. It's a very short poem. Called Kara, My Lady of Mars. In a sense I have you, though a sense that I do not possess. Here was there, and our roles reversed, longing for your touch would still be my test.
It's very sweet, very nice.
Very true, too.
Yes. Okay, let me see. All around ceases to exist, and I look into your eyes, and I wish for that kiss. All around does not matter. No sky, no sun, just you and me in the mist. Now, I'm having difficulty making up poetry.
They're very nice. Very good for spur of the moment.
Yeah. I have other talents.
Yeah.
I can cook too.
One day I'll test it out here.
How do you like your water? Burnt or unburnt?
Boil lightly over easy.
Ah. Okay.
Okay. On today's farce time, up to you. The implosion that I did was just too brief. Gotta work on duration.
That's so like me.
But trying the trick that I believe was Tia told me about, keep my mouth open, move the way up, gather up energy. Let the fish out of water. But luckily I'm on the wall of my tree of love, so
yeah.
You have to see me my mouth hanging wide open all the way up the bar.
That would be funny.
It's hilarious. Luckily I'm the only one to see it, so I'm not gonna worry about it.
Okay. I'm not much of a farsighter, so.
Right. Anyway, you're right, I'm working too hard.
And how many times must I tell you that?
I know.
I understand why, but.
Yeah. Well, I'll be taking a break here coming up in another 4 weeks. And it'll be a nice long break. I'm going to be working on my sleuth at that point.
Full city. Hopefully, I won't be on the rag at that point.
Probably not. That's when I'm going to go double time on that one. So lots of rest,
ooh,
lots of sleep, practice to my heart's content.
Okay, and I'll sit down with you and I'll come up with tips of ways to keep you very focused.
Excellent.
She seems to be very good at keeping people's attention focused.
I don't doubt that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I meant to ask, is Luna there this
week? Yes, she's sitting here taking dictation.
Good. Sure, Mark needs her. I told her about her, and Mark was curious as to who was this person in the room at the last taping session.
Okay. She says hi again.
Tell her I said hi again. Yeah. Let her meet Mark, so he knows who the guy was I was talking.
She's looking forward to meeting you too. I might have her over.
Good. That's right. We need to find out access from somebody. Some stuff called Morning Thunder Tea from Celestial Seasons.
Okay.
See if you can get it reproduced up there.
Okay. We will have to get somebody that can access these files here. I have extreme difficulty doing that. Tia may be able to.
Tia might be able to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tea that I sometimes will drink. It's got an extra high amount of caffeine.
And you want it up here so that when you arrive here, you can drink it to give yourself more stamina.
Absolutely. Right on.
Deductive reasoning. It is lemonmentary, my dear Watson.
Well, I'm looking for any little tips and works I can do to get this going faster.
Ah. Okay. Goody, goody, goody.
We should see what happens.
Okay.
So what's going on up there? Got a party still planned?
Yes, Kira's been a little bit closed mouth about things at the moment. She seems to be very quiet and very thoughtful and contemplating. I'm worried about her.
That's not like Kira at all.
Mm.
Well, now, what are we up to? 2 weeks? 2.5?
3 weeks, I believe.
3 weeks?
At the 14th. Okay.
Now, do you work with Cornas at all in the gene room?
From time to time. Mainly when I'm expecting.
Okay. Well, tea's coming on a little while, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's got more work for Cornas. I'll ask the same question.
Okay. Yeah. She's closed tonight, although I think that's what you call them.
then see you in a little while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.